This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Breaking news on the FBI's decision to reopen its search for documents on that secret meeting between former Attorney General Loretta Lynch and former President Bill Clinton last year. The department initially claimed there were no documents that existed on the meeting. Well, the American Center for Law and Justice knew that wasn't true, demanded some answers. They've gotten hundreds of pages of emails, and they've made some interesting discoveries.
That's right. So we've been going through these 413 initial pages that were delivered by the Department of Justice, because the Department of Justice actually did say that they had records when we took them to court and sent them over these 413 pages a couple of weeks ago. So we've been kind of going by them line by line, individual by named individual. And we found yesterday, one of our attorneys was going through this, younger attorneys was going through this, and he found that one of the names that was not redacted by the FBI, but was an FBI press official who received an email from the Washington Post about whether the FBI agents and Bill Clinton's security detail, President Clinton's detail, coordinated the meeting between Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton on the tarmac in Phoenix. The press official contacted at the Department of at the FBI at the Department of Justice is now the head of press for Robert Mueller's special counsel team. His name is Peter Carr. So Peter Carr was directly involved in the Loretta Lynch, Bill Clinton tarmac meeting response and press response, and now he's leading the press team for the special counsel investigating the Trump campaign in Russia.
And my understanding is, a lot of these are redacted. I think the one involving him may have been redacted as well. Were you able to glean any other information? I mean, besides his name, I know that you guys are going to go back to court to fight to uncover what a lot of these redactions are.
Yeah, I mean, right now, this is what it looks like where we've got Peter Carr's name. And so it's basically just we know that he received this request and received this information, Shannon. The next step is then getting to what was his response? How did he respond? Mm-hmm. And remember, all we got, Shannon, were email documents, 413 pages of email documents. There are also, we know that Jim Comey's FBI and Department of Justice, they love making memos. Not all of those are protected by privilege. And so we're actually in discussions now with the Department of Justice and the FBI, since they've now had a come to Jesus moment on reopening their FOIA investigation, search for documents. So we're now in conversations now. We hope we don't have to take him to court, but we might just have to get these documents.
Yeah, so you've been notified by the FBI that, yeah, they're going to reopen this and look.
Well, Jordan Sekulow on Fox News talking with Shannon Bream about the potential reopening or the reopening of the investigation of Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch on that famous tarmac meeting that they had just prior to the election, and of course, which raised a lot of eyebrows, and you wonder, okay, what happened? And you knew, even though they said, oh, they just talked about grandkids and, you know, the regular chit chat, like you're going to do that, really. And so here it is. This is the one thing about this, the whole bureaucracy, and I can understand why people want to check out. It's easy to get distracted here, but like, I guess we've been talking about all morning, it's about focusing on the majors. You know, what are the core issues here? What are we trying to get down to here? And this is the problem about lies, the network of lying and deception. It goes deep. It runs rampant. It is profuse. I don't even know if it's possible to drain the swamp of about how much can actually be exposed. And you can't look to our Justice Department, but there's got to be something, some key linchpin to really unravel this thing if we're going to really give America an opportunity once again, because our country has been overwhelmed by this deception. And look where we are today, where a very small minority of people are taking control of our government, our society, our news cycles, to lead us to believe things that just are not true. But we've been warned.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's...
You know, at a time when our country's history is under attack, there are so many stories to understand that, and rather exceptional ones when you consider there are just so many to be told and so many untold stories and so many mysteries. But people that believed in the exceptionalism, the opportunity. When we talk about exceptionalism, I know some people's, you know, hair on their back may get riled up a little bit, but I'm not afraid and I'm not offended by America's exceptionalism. In fact, I'm very proud of it, and I'm proud of the people that contributed to the exceptionalism of this country that was all brought about in a God-ordained way, I believe, because when you consider America and what we've been able to affect in spite of the antithetical moves and in spite of the opposition, and we should not be surprised that the principles that we believe in would not be opposed. When you look about the world and you see these other institutions and governments and what they've offered and how many people they have killed in the name of their own political philosophies, it is absolutely astounding. And then out of all this mess, you have some founding fathers, some men, exceptional men who come together and say, what if? And I say it was God ordained, and they would be, you know, and they've said it in their own writings. They would be the first to say, look, it wasn't about them, that it had to be God inspired, not only to come up with the ideas, but in order, and but also to bring the men together, to bring these disparate thoughts together to create the U.S. Constitution. Absolutely brilliant when you consider it word by word, line upon line. And you go, how did they come up with this? What inspiration had to drive them? And I say this all as a foundation into one of those stories. And it's many in the Naked City, as the old TV show would say, that have been, you know, untold stories that we're yet to hear. But this is one you get to hear about this morning regarding the missile man. It's the secret life of a Cold War engineer, Wallace Clausen. His son, John Clausen, is with us to tell us about the book and his father and, you know, this incredible, incredible story. John Clausen, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Well, thank you. It's an honor to be here. And, you're right. That introduction very aptly puts kind of my father's and other people in that role as to how they had to live.
Mm-hmm. Your father, quite exceptional. You write that he was a mechanical and mathematical savant. So for all intent and purposes, a genius at levels that 99.9% of us, we can see and we admire. But boy, it is exceptional for all that that represents, not only having the gift of being a savant, but then being put in charge of a federal program that was critical to our mere survival.
No, you're exactly right. he was given a gift, we believe, by God, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
When he was hit, he had a horrible automobile accident when he was in fifth or sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called acquired savant syndrome.
Okay.
And I've dealt with the leading world's expert. He's an MD out of the University of Wisconsin. It's very, very rare to be both a mechanical and theoretical savant. For example, Albert Einstein, he had a hard time even tying his shoelaces.
Mm-hmm.
But my father was given a gift after that horrible accident where, in theory, there could be a discussion that God basically said, hey, you've died, but you're not coming home yet. I've got mm-hmm. you to work on Earth. Because we're going to be going into the Cold War, and I need your skills.
Yes.
He had a horrible gash on his face, and his parents were so poor, they couldn't even go to a doctor's office. And within 48 hours, he came out of a coma, and that wound had actually healed. Now, I was in the medical device industry mm-hmm. for 35 years, and my brother is an anesthesiologist, and we've seen a lot of wounds
mm-hmm.
that would only have healed due to some sort of supernatural event because
yes.
he never ever even got it stitched back to the edges together.
Wow.
He just lived with that, and by the time he was in the eighth grade, he realized that he saw math in a completely different way, and by the eighth grade, he was correcting textbooks for publishers.
Wow.
For his income, because mm-hmm. the family literally had no money coming in. So it was in that period of time that then by the time he was a senior in high school with a whole class of six kids in a rural country setting, he was correcting astrophysics textbooks.
Unbelievable.
And then when the government needed to find the top mathematicians in the entire country, the publisher said, you know what, you might as well check out this young kid out of Iowa who's correcting our astrophysics textbooks, because at that time, the National Academy of Sciences was scouring MIT, Harvard, Yale for the top mathematicians.
Right. And here's this kid that comes from a graduating class of six kids in rural Ohio, and he rises to the top.
Well, in fact, his class was so small, and farming was such a predominant occupation of all the parents, that two kids were pulled out of this senior class because the father said, quote, chores are more important than an education.
Right.
So that's his counterparts. And here's my father correcting astrophysics textbooks.
Wow, amazing! So he is brought in to the government. So explain a little bit more of the process. I mean, here he is graduated. He just graduated from high school, or was he
from
in college?
High school, and mm-hmm. he thought he had been recruited to go to Iowa State.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so excited, but they later came back and they said, yes, you are going to Iowa State. In fact, they wanted my father to be introduced to a gentleman by the name of John Altasanoff, who actually designed the first computer ever built,
mm.
which has now been verified. There was actually a lawsuit as to who actually had the first one, and John Altasanoff mm. was awarded the first one.
So it wasn't Al Gore.
No.
No.
That was
okay.
Good.
We want to clear this up, you know, this is good, you know, because we got to pursue the truth no matter where it leads, so.
They yeah. wanted him to be surrounded with him,
mm-hmm.
along with the government that started a top secret project called the NDRC, National Defense Research Committee. It was basically nerds who designed weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And they recruited my father to do that, and at that point, radar was absolutely the predominant technology that needed to be perfected, and it was called microwave radar.
Right, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And because you have to remember, up to that point, the German U-boats were having a field day with all shipping
mm-hmm.
coming in and out of the Atlantic. And until microwave radar got perfected, and that was my dad's responsibility, he was designing microwave radar sets that were installed in submarines, ships, and airplanes to pick off the U-boats. And
well, John, we got to hit the pause button because we got to go to break. We got more from John Clausen after this. Stay with us.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
If we're going to do it, it's going to be based on the truth, and we're committed to pursue it no matter where it leads. We're continuing to hear the story of the true missile man, the secret life of Cold War engineer Wallace Clausen. His son, John Clausen, joins us to pick up on the story that we left off just right before break. John, go ahead.
Let's go back to the NDRC committee where the predominant focus of that group was to fine-tune microwave technology. But amongst those committees in the NDRC, there was another committee called the Uranium Committee, which which actually was the precursor to the Manhattan Project, which decided that, you know what, this technology, this super explosive device is feasible. It's very important to understand that, because that's where my father was noticed, because a lot of the microwave technologists went between the Uranium Committee and then back. Mm-hmm. So that's where the connection of the two, because it was under the NDRC.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Eventually, my father leaves Jacksonville Naval Air Station, and he goes to the University of Minnesota, where they want him to work on ballistic missile projects under the guise of being a student at the University of Minnesota. And it's all a ruse. Mm-hmm. He's not actually going to the University of Minnesota. But at that time, there was a great fear in the country that the Rosenbergs had been caught stealing secrets and giving it to the Russians. And we know what happened there.
Exactly.
They were executed. And they put my father in isolation in Iowa because they were absolutely determined that they were going to try to turn my father.
Wow. Well, you imagine, John, you know, what your father must have been thinking. I mean, here, this is what happens with the Rosenbergs. I mean, to be, to be a person with this kind of information and responsibility, boy, that really puts the crosshairs on you.
Exactly. And he lived with my grandfather, Alban Malmquist, and on the farm, and he would still do calculations. Then they do the exchange at the windmill, and he'd come back. And this is where I think it's very, very well noted in the book that my grandfather confronts my dad and basically says, Wallace, why are you leaving the house at 4:30 in the morning when I see the light on in the attic? And that was a signal that he had completed whatever needed to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And he confronted my dad. He goes, I fought in the trenches of World War One, and I'm smelling a rat in our family. He goes, and I know what a rat smells like because he'd learned to fall asleep in the trenches of World War One with a rat on his face.
Yeah. Mm.
And he goes, and my dad says, Alvin, I'm doing no different than you did in protecting our country. I'm just doing it in a different way. And he backed off.
Wow. Going
forward, though, I think the book overviews the Cold War in three very important areas. One, what really happened at the Cuban Missile Crisis, as it was a negotiated settlement. And my father told me that we pulled missiles out of Turkey and Italy. And I asked my father, how is it that you know so much about those missiles? He goes, Johnny, who do you think put them there? It kind of froze me dead in my spot.
I mean, because up to this point, you're thinking your dad's an IBM salesman. You have no idea, right?
He only talked about the importance of sales. He never talked to anything specific. And having spent 35 years in sales, obviously, I would have picked up with my experience now, because salesmen are always in contests and they talk about their boss and all their cohorts.
Right.
My father never mentioned anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then in the book, I go over fully as to how at the end of Yom Kippur War, Russia threatened to invade Israel. The public does not know any of that. And in the book, I have all the declassified documents of that sequence between Brezhnev, Nixon, and Kissinger. And then the closest time we came to nuclear holocaust was in 1983. And I said, Dad, that's just 6 years ago. He goes, Johnny, it was November 8th, 9th, and 10th. And I said, what are you talking about? He goes, Johnny, we were doing a NATO exercise that had gone horribly wrong, that they didn't realize that the Russians had gone to DEFCON 2, which means they're expecting nuclear war.
Mm.
And in this exercise, they thought Ronald Reagan was going to nuke them, and that the government, our government, was so concerned, Robert McFarland, our national security advisor, was so concerned he got Ronald Reagan out of the exercise. But the Russians still thought that it was that the next person in line, obviously the vice president, would call the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
So when my father heard about it, the that they had gone to DEFCON 2, and they were doing this exercise just testing their computer control systems. And a double agent, Oleg Gorskievsky, basically went to William Casey and said, "You have any idea how close you came to getting nuked?" That's what ended the Cold War. When Ronald Reagan realized that his posture and his whole stance, calling them the evil empire, threatening Russia that you can't fire off offensive missiles, was Star Wars.
Yes.
And that's when Ronald Reagan, you can actually read in the book, mm-hmm. documentation, that within a week, Ronald Reagan started back-channeling to Russia. "I'm not going to nuke you. I'm not crazy. We have to figure out where we can get along and agree on mutually assured areas of interest."
Mm-hmm.
But up until Abel Archer, 1983, Ronald Reagan had a completely different stance as to how he perceived Russia. And there's a great quote that they have him in his second term. A reporter said, "Ronald, are they the evil empire any longer?" And he turns around and he goes, "No, that's a different era."
Right, exactly. Well, he knew how to close the door there. And then, of course, now, fast forward, we're in the 21st century and we got different players. We've got Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. And Vladimir probably looking at what happened in 1983, thinking that Russia may have flinched earlier than it should have.
Exactly. And I think it's just very important to understand how close this country came at such a critical time. But that's where I claim the genius of Ronald Reagan stepped in, where he goes, "I guess I better change my stance to have approach a world superpower."
Yeah, exactly. Because what would have happened? I mean, probably without this story and what you're sharing with us right now, John Clausen, is that we would have thought we were closer to a nuclear attack with the Cuban Missile Crisis back in the mid '60s.
No. You know, it's interesting about that. As my father relayed to me, he goes, "Johnny, that was a negotiated settlement." He goes, "Quote, it was just as important for Kennedy to stand down his generals as it was to stand down Khrushchev."
Mm-hmm.
I go, "What do you mean?" He goes, "Johnny, they wanted to invade that island like you have no idea. I mean, they wanted to just decimate the country."
Mm-hmm.
And in 1992, Robert McNamara, former Secretary of Defense, was at a conference with Castro. And Castro says, "We had 150 nuclear weapons ready to launch, and we did not know that. You know, we had this quote-unquote blockade."
Mm-hmm.
"We didn't realize that they were ready to fire." And at that conference, McNamara finds out that they were ready to fire. They knew they'd be annihilated, and 100 million people in America would have been killed. And McNamara was so taken back, he said at the conference he had to go lay down because he couldn't talk. That's how close that came to a war.
This was Cuba had control of 150 nukes that I didn't
exactly on ready to launch on the islands, and we had no idea. We knew they had some there, but we didn't realize they were ready to launch.
And certainly that number, I mean, that is just an incredible.
If you were within 1,000 miles of Cuba, you could have been annihilated, and that's now well documented, and it's out.
John,
go back to Abel Archer.
Okay, real quick, because we only got about 20 seconds left here, John Sadley.
Abel Archer was declassified in October of 2015 as to the validity of that attack, potential attack. So it's very important.
Well, thank you to your father, your family, you, John Clausen, for bringing this to the forefront. Missile Man, The Secret Life of Cold War Engineer Waldis Clausen. The book is linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Thank you so much for being
with
us.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like me, fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Ken Cuccinelli joins us right now, current president of the Senate Conservatives Fund, where he is committed to helping elect the next wave of principal leaders. And I will say the Commonwealth of Virginia made a huge mistake when they did not select Ken Cuccinelli as their governor. I will say that up front so you know where I'm coming from. I have been a fan of Ken Cuccinelli. I like what he stands for. I've liked what he fought for on behalf of not only Virginia, but I would say for the United States of America. Ken Cuccinelli, welcome to Bill Martinez Live, sir.
Bill, it's very kind of you. Good morning.
Well, Ken, I got to tell you, I watched what happened with Terry McAuliffe and during that that gubernatorial run. And I applaud you. I applaud your efforts. And I was praying that the Commonwealth would come alongside. But look at experience defines preference, and they've had some time to understand what a McAuliffe administration looks like. And so hopefully they will wake up and see what goes on. But meanwhile, we have all this contention. Certainly, eyes are focused on Virginia, and I'm sure, for you, this is a real heartbreak.
Oh, it most certainly is. I mean, there's nothing, you say, well, what's silver lining? I don't think there's a lot of silver lining the last weekend. It was ugly, and there's no way around it. It's terrible to see the kind of violence and destruction that was going on, and frankly, it's hard to go back and beat 2020, but mm-hmm. But frankly, more aggressive approach to the problem at the outset, I think, could have avoided a lot of the violence.
Well, certainly the cities that you've got nine other protests that are on the books, they're on the calendars. Certainly these cities can exercise some 2020 at the expense of Virginia and North Carolina. And, you know, lest we also forget what happened in Ferguson and Baltimore. I think we've had enough experience here to define preference. But for some reason, some local municipalities still want to accommodate this kind of craziness. And then afterwards claim some sort of innocence over it. I don't quite understand their position on this, because every other law enforcement authority I've spoken with, Ken, have said, look, this was easy to understand. We could see the trajectory of this situation early on.
Very straightforward formula for this. Overwhelming force at the outset. Separate the two parties. Wasn't done. And, you don't have to like what anybody's saying. That's not the point when you're the law enforcement official.
Mm-hmm.
And there was plenty to not like in terms of the content there, but your job is just public safety, right? And,
exactly.
And, the individual cops, let's be really clear. The individual cops, I think, did well on their own. The problem was how they were deployed.
Mm-hmm.
So, or not deployed, as the case may be.
Exactly.
So both were, could have been done much better.
Well, Ken, we've been talking on this show is, how does America move forward? It's like we're in the middle of a process here that needs to be exercised to where decency and the welfare of the United States of America can be considered here, because I believe that we've got some outside influences because of this anti-Trump sentiment that is spreading from coast to coast. Thank you very much, the mainstream media, it's really confusing the conversation, and we've got to be able to have a reasonable conversation to where we can work through some of these issues. Obviously, they keep raising its ugly head.
Well, sure, but if you want to change America, you've got to change Washington, and that means changing the people we send there, and that's mm-hmm. one election at a time. You know,
exactly.
That's for the listeners. It's where they live. And in fact, part of the value of the Senate Conservatives Fund is because the Senate, say you're a conservative in California, you're never going to get a senator
in
your lifetime.
Right.
Jim DeMint set the Senate Conservatives Fund up, and we rally like-minded individuals to support good candidates. For instance, Josh Mandel in Ohio running against very liberal Sherrod Brown.
Mm.
And he's leading him in the polls, so a year and a half out, which is astonishing for a challenger.
Mm-hmm.
He's been a Senate Conservatives Fund endorsed candidate since 2016. He's running a great campaign. Well, if you're a conservative in California, there's a way for you to try to limit government. There's a mm-hmm. way for you to try to protect families, and it's to support Josh Mandel across the country. As I told people when I was running for the state Senate in Virginia,
mm-hmm.
If you want to fight abortion, you can do it in any Senate district in Virginia.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Right. And it's true. It's true in the U.S. Senate as well. So
mm-hmm.
what you care about is the principles and the founding principles, and you want to protect them and you want to bring them back here in the 21st century, then you can do that by getting a constitutional conservative ever elected anywhere in the country. And so we offer that opportunity through the Senate Conservatives Fund. And 2018 is going to be a blockbuster year for that.
Mm-hmm.
We do pick issues like sanctuary cities and illegal
right.
immigration. And, when you and I connected up, we were going to talk about the Chicago lawsuit.
Exactly. And that's
Trump administration. It's sort of the reverse of, mm-hmm. of the way it's supposed to work. Suing to be able to continue to violate the law.
Yeah, right.
Chicago,
mm-hmm.
and we want senators who are going to fight that sort of thing. The leadership of the Republican Party in Washington, I'm not including Trump in that, over in Congress,
mm-hmm.
They are pro illegal immigration,
mm-hmm.
and their actions speak very loudly in that direction. And we need more senators who are going to help push back. I know the Trump administration is going to push back on the Chicago lawsuit. San Francisco joined them. And, all these cities have one thing in common. They are against the rule of law. And you look at a city like Chicago, you see what happens when you're against the rule of law. You have literally violence in the streets.
Without a doubt.
And that's what they have. So it shouldn't surprise anybody in a city like that. I mean, talk about lousy policing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Chicago Police Department, even. I'm very pro-police, by the way.
Yeah.
And they have a long way to go. And their political leadership is not much of a help in that regard.
Well, without a doubt. When you abandon solid principles like what you're pointing to here, Ken, it's no wonder that you have chaos in the streets. And it's interesting, the very same people that support sanctuary cities are the very same ones that'll tell you the immigration system is broken. So because it's broken, you're going to break it even more so?
Right. And you're going to fight efforts to actually make it work the way it's supposed to under the law,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah, there's no logic to it. The same people also want a $15 an hour minimum wage. And look, the laws of supply and demand, if you stop flooding the market, the bottom end of the market with illegal labor, wages are going to go up
mm-hmm.
for Americans willing to work. And, you know, the unemployment numbers these days are a joke. They're not worth reading. Because they're not true. They're misleading in the mm-hmm. sense that so many people in the last decade have left the labor market. They just stopped looking for work entirely, that the unemployment numbers are artificially low.
Mm-hmm.
And
we can thank the previous administration for doing that, because we came up with numbers that go, I mean, we've been asterisking, you know, we put asterisks on those labor numbers, you know, for the last 8-9 years, you know.
Right. That's right. And like I said, along the lines of your example, the same people who support illegal immigration, which is almost a nutty phrase,
mm-hmm.
but they support illegal immigration, also support $15 an hour minimum wages.
Yes.
Well, if you want to jack the minimum wage up within the law, just enforce immigration law. Pass the RAISE Act that mm-hmm. Senators Cotton and Perdue advanced and that President Trump has endorsed. You know, let's go to an America-focused immigration policy.
Well, and you do this to protect those immigrants who are coming into our country. This is the missing element in this argument, Ken Cuccinelli, is that, you know, you've got sex slaves, you've got drug runners, you get people that are put into very dangerous situations because they cannot rely on local police because of these sanctuary cities that accommodate this kind of illicit behavior and the results that are perpetrated on human beings. Ken Cuccinelli on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Ken. Appreciate it.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much.
14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. We're going to talk Elvis and the equestrian life of Elvis Presley. You may have not known this, but the author of the book, All the King's Horses, The Equestrian Life of Elvis Presley, is with us. Kimberly Gatto, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. I'm great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Now, you and award-winning actress Victoria Racimo came together, to reveal this untold version of the life of Elvis Presley. We know so much about Elvis, but I think few people realized his love for horses.
Exactly.
Well, break it down for us. Tell us why the book and how you two got together.
Well, we had known each other before through various horse, rescue and types of things like that. I'm an equestrian author, but I've also owned horses my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And I've written 15 books, most of which are about horses.
Mm-hmm.
So I got the idea to do this book on Elvis's equestrian side. Actually, it was an interesting story. I actually had a dream, and in the dream, Elvis was riding a horse.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened like 3 times, so I decided to look up, did he have mm-hmm. horses, whatever.
Right.
And sure enough, I found out that he was quite the horseman. So I contacted Victoria and I said, would you want to work on this? I think it would be a story that needs to be told. So we got started and it all went from there.
Mm-hmm. So, what was it about horses that Elvis loved so much?
Well, if you've ever been around horses, they're very calming. They have a presence where they can just, like, if you've had a rough day, you can go around horses and they just soothe the soul. One of my favorite quotes is from Winston Churchill, and he said, "The outside of a horse is good for the inside of a man." And I think that's definitely true. And I think that was true with Elvis, too. And he was able to get away from, the pressures of fame and the paparazzi and just be, at peace and find solace with his horses.
Mm-hmm. Now, what was it that drove him? I understand his first horse that he bought that you noted in your book, a Golden Palomino. What was it about the Golden Palomino that got his attention?
Well, actually, the very first first horse he bought was for Priscilla, for her mm-hmm. to ride, because she had always been interested in horses. But for himself, it was. It was a golden Palomino. And for those that aren't aware, the Palomino is actually a color. And mm-hmm. it's a gold color with a white mane and tail. Mm-hmm. And he just always was drawn to that color. It's a very striking and kind of a unique color. Mm-hmm. And he actually went looking for a Palomino, and he eventually found one, which became Rising Sun, he named him. And that was his favorite horse.
Mm-hmm. Now, you write that this was kind of therapy for him. I mean, we hear in the, you know, in the general context of mm-hmm. him singing gospel music after concerts and that, but
right.
When he would get the opportunity, it was like a 3 o'clock in the morning ride for him that kind of allowed him to, you know, be at peace and kind of decompress from everything, right?
Exactly. And from what we found out, he enjoyed doing a lot of the work himself. It wasn't like he owned the horses and had grooms that would take care of them. He actually enjoyed grooming the horse, brushing the horse, feeding the horse, fixing fences, you know, things like that. And a lot of people don't know, but they'll find out if they read the book. He bought a ranch called the Circle G Ranch.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Yes. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And okay. it was like over 140 acres, and wow. according to some of his friends, he would like get on his horse and go off for hours and just kind of do some soul searching, and it just was really good for him.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Circle G Ranch, where exactly is that?
It's actually in Horn Lake, Mississippi,
mm-hmm.
and it had fallen into disrepair over the years. Elvis actually only owned it for a year. And somebody bought it, a group of investors bought it recently, and they're in the process of restoring it so that Elvis fans can go and, you know, mm-hmm. see it and enjoy it, which will be nice.
Kind of another Graceland, so to speak, but
exactly.
horse style, though, right?
Quieter. Yeah, exactly. Kind of a quieter mm-hmm. Place.
Now, did he end up living there at all? I mean, if he only had it for about a year, it was probably not much time for him to live there.
He actually did. According to Larry Geller, who was his close friend who actually
yes.
wrote the foreword, and he was there, and he said that Elvis actually had houses, like mobile homes built for all of his friends, so they could all live there together with their wives and their horses, and just he explained, you know, what a great time it was. And Elvis was between movies, so... You know, he could really unwind and enjoy it. And apparently he didn't even want to go back to film his next movie because he was having so much fun at the ranch.
Well, I was going to ask you, the kind of equestrian, was he an accomplished equestrian, would you say?
Actually, you know, he didn't compete or anything like that, but mm-hmm. He was a very natural rider. And you can look on YouTube, there are a few very short videos of him riding. And I, as a, you know, lifelong equestrian, noticed immediately that, you know, he was definitely a natural. He was he had a very soft feel for the horse's mouth, and his feet was very soft. So you could tell that it definitely was something that he took to fairly easily. So I would say, yes, he became a very skilled rider.
Mm-hmm.
And that was apparent in one of his movies that he did later in life, Charo,
yes.
in which he did a lot of riding and, in fact, did some of the stunts himself. So,
mm-hmm. You know, as an actor, Elvis did a lot of movies, and, you know, some critics would say that he wasn't really much of an actor, you know, and I think that's being overly critical because I saw, if not all of his movies, most of his movies, and I thought for, you know, for his talent and the scripts that were being written mm-hmm. for him, I thought he did a fairly good job.
I did as well, and I think he had aspirations to do more serious roles. And in fact, we interviewed one of the co-stars from Blue Hawaii, Darlene Tonka, that she had said that he had told her that, you know, he wanted to do serious roles, he wanted to do theater, but unfortunately, I think his manager, you know, knew that what would sell were these, you know, B movies that he was making, and that's what was going to make money, and so he didn't have a lot of choice.
Well, they, you know, like most movies, they fall into a formula, or a TV series, they fall into mm-hmm. a formula, and they say, hey, why break, you know, why exactly. fix it if it's not broken? And he was a money machine. There was no doubt about it. Right. Anything that he, you know, anything he sang just about, and mm-hmm. movies that he was in, he had a built-in audience.
Right, exactly.
Right. What about your most favorite Elvis movie?
Mine, I would say probably Flaming Star, which was one of his westerns.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he did a very good job in the acting, and I liked the riding scenes that he did as well. So I would have to say, of all, that would probably be my favorite.
Well, Kimberly, you know, your background, your experience in the equestrian life, you were the perfect one to join up with Victoria to be able to tell, you know, all the king's horses, the equestrian life of Elvis Presley. What else makes this book so unique?
I think it shows a part of the man that a lot of people aren't aware of. You know, before I started the book, I wasn't really a fan. I was 9 years old when he passed away. So I didn't really know a lot about him other than the mainstream, you know, music, and maybe I'd seen a couple of his movies. But what I found out in doing this, and I became a huge fan, was that he just was such a generous, good person.
Yes.
And that really stuck with me based on, you know, the different anecdotes that we collected from friends and fans. And, you know, he would be riding his horse, and fans would gather up at the gate, whether at Graceland or at the Circle G, and he would actually spend hours just signing autographs while he was on his horse, letting people pet the horse, take pictures of him on the horse. I mean, it was just incredible that he, at the height of his fame, mm-hmm. was willing to do that. I don't think many celebrities would do that.
Yeah, I remember.
I was going to say, and he wasn't looking for any acclaim for that. You know, that was just something he just wanted to do, and it's just amazing that he was that type of person.
Could you imagine if you'd have been there and you had a picture of him and you were just there with a bunch of other fans just meeting him at the gate, petting his horse? I mean, what a thrill that must have been. But
I know. It must have been amazing.
Yeah, but like,
we were actually able to talk to a couple of those people that were there. I mean, they still, you know, it touched them so much being able to be there and see him on his horse and, you know, talk to him.
What a lifelong memory. And that's what you hear a lot that's consistent. You know, you mentioned his generosity. He was known to give Cadillacs mm-hmm. to his inner circle, his friends, people that he met along the way, people that served him. And he was very, very generous.
Yes, and he actually bought horses for all of his friends and their wives. And, mm-hmm. and actually in the book, one of my favorite anecdotes was he bought a horse for a little girl that was a neighbor of the Circle G Ranch, and she, you know, used to watch him ride, and she would tell her parents that she wanted a horse, and he found out it was her birthday, and he showed up and knocked on the door and said, oh, I heard that it's your birthday, and she said, yes, and he said, well, good, because I don't want to have to return your gift. And she looked outside, and he had bought her a horse. So,
it's an incredible
moment.
Well, what a sweet moment. Kimberly Gatto has mm-hmm. been with us. Her brand new book, All the King's Horses, The Equestrian Life of Elvis Presley, sure to delight his friends and to open up, you know, maybe you're thinking about the king of rock and roll and what he did, not, you know, beyond his generosity, but what the equestrian life meant to him. And I guess that's the big takeaway, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And, you know, just what horses can do for people and, you know, provide a sense of stress relief and calmness. And it definitely helped him. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kimberly Gatto, thank you so much for being with us. The book available at all the usual places. It'll be linked on our website as well at BillMartinezLive.com. Kimberly Gatto, I'm Bill Martinez. Thank you so much, Kimberly.
Bill, it was my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Take care.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all.